Email, 10,000 locating a stakeholder. The stakeholder location tools at the top of the page is used to identify a specific stakeholder. The default search field is last name, but any field in the profile can be used. Enter the corresponding value, in full or partially, in the blank box, then click the search button. All stakeholders matching the criteria will be displayed in the window. Select a stakeholder by clicking on their name. This action will populate the profile fields. Stakeholder type. Stakeholder type is selected from a drop-down list based on the types previously defined by your organization under the Administrator, Structure, Stakeholders, Types menu. It is the stakeholder type that will determine which fields are visible or not, required, or locked. Any field with a red asterisk is as required information. If such a field is left blank, it will not be possible to save the stakeholder's profile. Any field with a lock icon indicate the field is in a protected state. Only administrators or authorized agents can update those fields via add or edit stakeholder functions or stakeholder import. User ID. User ID is a unique identifier for each of the organization's users. It can be an employee number, a combination of letters of first name and last name, an identifier from an HR file. This field must be alphanumerical, no special characters, including accents, spaces or dashes, and a maximum length of 16 characters. Default country code and phone number formats. This is the lexicon word in English as an international application that places calls anywhere in the world, as defined in your contract. Therefore, each stakeholder must have a default country code defined. The country code is used to determine dialing formats of the phone, voice devices entered. Initially, when entering the Add Stakeholder page, the organization's default country is displayed. This country can be changed by selecting another country from the drop-down list, as defined in your contract. Phone numbers must always include the local area codes and can be entered with any combination of hyphens, spaces, slashes or brackets, for area codes. As this is the lexicon word in English as an international service, there are two choices when determining phone number format and country dialing prefix. 1. You can let the default country code determine the dialing prefix, and not enter one. Examples, A. If the country code is US and the stakeholder phone number is entered as 555-123-4567, then the system will treat the number as plus 1-555-123-4567. B. If the country code is UK and the phone number is 20-1234-5678, then the system will dial plus 44-20-1234-5678. 2. You can enter the country code as part of the phone number. However, you must make sure to include the plus before OR around the country dialing code. This is the indicator telling the system not to apply the default country code. The default country code will be applied to any phone number that does not contain the plus OR indicator. Examples, A. A phone new.